VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Russia and Syria launched airstrikes over the weekend on Idlib, Syria's last rebel-controlled region. At least 4 civilians were killed. As the attacks on Idlib intensify, the United Nations is trying to negotiate an end to the Syrian conflict. Senior officials from Russia, Turkey, and Iran will meet in Geneva on Monday for 2 days to talk about writing a new constitution for the country. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the site of the talks.
Earlier this year, the Syrian opposition presented a list of 50 names it wants on the committee. This is equal to the number proposed by the Syrian regime, which insists it gets 60% of the seats. Demisturis says he would like to have the constitutional committee in place before world leaders gather for the General Assembly in New York later this month. The UN envoy is a realist and recognizes the current tensions and escalating military offensive in Idlib by the Syrian government and its Russian ally could upend his political-led process. He says he hopes this does not happen.
A district police chief was among dozens of security forces killed in Afghanistan in overnight attacks by the Taliban. Separately, reports said a coordinated Taliban attack against army and police posts in a troubled district of Baghlan has killed at least 20 Afghan security forces. The head of the United Nations Refugee Agency said Sunday that an estimated 8 million Afghans do not live in their homes. Filippo Grandi was in Afghanistan and Pakistan on Sunday. He said millions are displaced internally or in other countries after fleeing conflict, poverty, unemployment, and a worsening drought. He called on donors to increase funding to help with the crisis. This is VOA News.